Yeah, it's recording now. I want to talk, real fast to tell you everything I'm going to tell you because this tape is so little. I finished telling you about Kentucky Westland. We went there, when there were these girls. See, we lived on the first floor, and all we saw were these real ugly girls. We just couldn't figure out, what was going on, what was wrong, because, oh, they were just so ugly. So we finally met some girls from the sorority, and so they asked us what floor we were staying on, and so, we told them first floor, and they says, "Oh my gosh, you're on the worst floor." And we go, "Well, how come?" And they said, "Well, because that is the queer wing." And, oh, we just got so scared. It was just terrible. And we locked our doors every night, and, oh, it was really something. So then the day that we left, I was upstairs sleeping, and there's these little intercoms in our room, and I heard this, "Teresa Fraley, Teresa Fraley, you have a visitor." So Mom and Dad were already there, to come get us. And so we were packed the night before. We just couldn't wait for our parents to come and get us, So we were all packed, and we had all of our bags sitting in the middle of the floor. And Mom and Dad said, "Well, come on, and we'll take you out for breakfast," because the food was just terrible there. So we said, "All right," so we left all of our stuff in the, right in the middle of the floor. We were just ready to go. So we come back, and we walk into our rooms, and our stuff wasn't there. I mean, it wasn't anywhere in our room. We couldn't find it. So then Suzanne Hall, she walks into her room, and so she comes, kind of screams, and then she comes in our back, in my room. She goes, "Oh, quick." She goes, "Come in here. You just don't believe it." And she, was crying. So I walk in there, and there are these two girls in her closet. And, oh, you have never seen girls scream and run out of there faster. Oh, that's the fastest I've ever run in my life. Oh, we were just so scared. So we just left and go, "We're never coming back here." But it was really funny. Then, oh, let's see what else happened. Oh, the night, you see, they had this game for us. It was on, they had a basketball game on Saturday night. And they don't have a gymnasium on campus, so it was this, where we had to go was maybe about 10 miles away. Well, maybe not 10, maybe about 6 or 8 miles. So we got this ride from this girl, who lived in the sorority there on the top floor. And so, excuse me. So, we got there, and it was just, we didn't know anybody, and our, kids were nice to us, but, that was about as far as it went. So Brenda, this other girl, she goes, let's leave, let's just go. So then, Suzanne and I, Brenda, we don't have a way back, and we didn't know the way back to the college or anything. Well, anyway, so we started off walking back. And we had such a ride, but we got so tired, and it was so cold. And, oh, it was just so funny. So then we go up to this filling station to ask how much further it was. So then, we just kind of drag ourselves up. How much further is it to Kentucky Wesleyan College? So just then this car with these two boys had pulled up, and they said, "Are you girls walking there?" And we said, "Yes." And they go, "Well, would you like a ride?" And we just jumped in the car. We didn't hear their name or anything. We just got in, and we says, "Oh, yes, please take us there." So they were real nice. They were high school boys who lived there in Owensboro, and they were real nice. So they gave us a ride, and then they took us out to eat. And they were real nice. So, at least we met somebody. Oh, but last night at the dance, I had such a good time. Oh, I had such a good time. Have you ever heard of the Exiles? They're a group, and they're from here in Kentucky. Well, this boy came up to ask me to dance, and so I'm like, okay, so we're out there and we're dancing. So we were fast dancing, so after, I felt really tired, he goes, I really have to warn you, I can't dance very well. I go, I'm, no pro. So we just started, dancing. I forget which song it was, but he started doing the splits and, get down on his knees and stuff like that. And I just stood there, and I just looked at him, like, oh my gosh, and I couldn't believe it. He was so good. And, oh, I just laughed, and I just felt like an idiot, So then after, we got done dancing, he said thank you and all that. Then he says, I'll see you. Oh, and I was so excited. I couldn't believe it. I was jumping around. So then he came back later and asked me to dance, and we slow danced together. And oh, he was so cute, but I couldn't believe it. I danced with a celebrity. Oh, I was so excited. But I'm going to send you this thing on Georgetown High School. And I'll cut you some pictures out, and I'll show you, you know, who the kids are. I'll show you who Tony is and Carl and everybody. So, you know, so when I talk about them, you'll know who I mean. And the pictures are really bad. I mean, they don't look like them at all. But, you know, at least it's something. So, you know, you'll have an idea, you know, just a rough idea who I mean. But, oh, I don't know. I had such a good time last night. But then, oh, I got home. It must have been about 1. And Dad, oh, he was all upset, you know. And then tonight I've been invited to this party, but I don't think I'm going. Because down here, I mean, everybody drinks. I don't know, just everybody. And there's this guy over in, well, see, first I better tell you, Boston is what they call the colored section. And there's this guy over in Boston, and he's a bootlegger. And he sells, you know, liquor to, you know, minors, you know, to young kids. So on Friday and Saturday nights, that's where, you know, all the guys go. So this guy, Daryl, he's having this party, and he invited me to come. But I don't know if I would. I don't think I will. I want to, but I know they wouldn't let me go because his parents aren't going to be there or anything. I don't even think they know he's having it. But it should be a lot of fun, but I feel I have to miss out on that one. So, let me see what else I can tell you. Oh, last night at the dance, Tony was there. And I was dancing with this boy. And we were slow dancing. And he was drunk. I just knew he was because I could smell it on his breath. And so I looked over, and Tony was standing kind of on the sidelines. And he was just staring. So Brenda, I go, go up and ask him, you know. You know, to go up and talk to him, because I think she knows how I feel. And so she went up and goes, Tony, how come you're not dancing? And he says, well, I goes, I want to ask this girl, but he says, I know that she won't dance with me. And she goes, well, who? And he says, well, I'm not going to say. And she goes, no, tell me who. But he wouldn't tell her.